The man with Yorkshire Willie.
What's... You are him.
Huh?
You are him.
I'm not him, no.
Oh, well, here's the thing. You see, for
he's my mate.
For an hour and a half now, we've been debating whether this is the way to go, because
yeah, I could hear some of that, yeah.
I'm not nuts about it, and as soon as you say you're not nuts about it, as soon as... I'm double nuts. Yeah, oh, man, you see, here we go. And as soon as I said this morning that Jeff Stelling may have seven toes on his right foot, the TV presenter, I said about our extra body parts, and you think, I hope somebody doesn't pull a student-type prank. And then Billy, you rang in and told us about a friend of yours who is doubly blessed in the sexual organ department.
That's right.
How do you know?
I showed me. I've seen it loads of times.
But where is it in situ?
It's at the side of your main one.
At the base or hanging off the edge?
At the side, parallel.
Oh. And does it look like a regular one?
Well, yeah. Mm. Sort of, yeah.
Mm. Is it smaller?
Well, it's going to be smaller, isn't it? I mean,
well, it might not be.
Please, God, I can't imagine anything worse than two form with some... and at certain times of day, it looks like the Isle of Man signal. I know, yeah, you've seen this for a fact.
Yeah.
Well, why hasn't he been on television? Because Trisha could pretend to be concerned about that. She would pretend. She would do that face she does where she's kind of aghast and concerned when, in fact, all she's thinking of is, oh, my God, how did my career reach this point? Where does this fella live?
He lives in Bromley with me.
Mm.
Not with me, of course.
Hang on, what does this say?
What
is this going to yield? I've been asked... let me fade him down a second. What is this going to yield if I ask him that? Because this is not my style at all. He's given me a question here, and I've faded you down for a second, Billy. He says, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Oh, go on.
No, it's too long. No, it's too icky. I don't like
it. I'll read it.
No. It's got the word twang in it, and I'm not sure it... So we're not going to... But anyway, Billy knows someone who...
Mother Nature, of course, does permit such phenomena because snakes, male snakes, have two penises,
You're too literally here. Oh, I thought you meant...
What do you mean I'm taking it too literally? I'm giving you another example.
I thought you were thinking, what else in nature would have the, you know, would look similar? Two snakes.
Not that fascinating.
Certainly not with a thin tongue reading out of the end. We don't need that.
Can we just find out if they both function?
No, we're not going to find out if they both function, but frankly, I don't believe you, Billy. What I need is a Polaroid photograph, then I'll ask you both in the studio, and we'll ask the twang question. Alex, come here a minute, because Adam, we're coming right to you. I'm sure there's matters of great pith and moment we're missing while we're doing this. Just give me the answer to that question. But if it's not too, maybe I'm out of touch here, but I find the whole thing rather uncomfortable. I shouldn't imagine as Billy's friend.
I just wanted to know.
You don't know the answer then. Oh, go away. I thought you had a great answer. Oh, that's your question, was it? Oh, I wonder if it was written in the literacy of a 5-year-old. Here we go. What if he twangs it? Here we go. Chimpanzees. Chimpanzees. I can't move on there. Let's try it. Adam, I do apologise, Adam. We've been dragged into a private... No, no, stop doing that.
Don't worry.
I saw what you were doing over there. Adam, are you going to drag us back into perhaps more... I saw what you were doing. Oh, man alive. Your headphones just come out. Maybe it's not such a bad thing. Adam, what have you got for us?
By the way, I figured out the wool thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what? If wool shrinks, do shrink.
She's alive. The wool is growing and is therefore oily and greasy and is protected from shrinking.
You think it's oily and greasy?
It would be waterproof, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but who amongst us hasn't kind of been disappointed when you go to a sheep and it doesn't feel like soft? They're quite wiry.
Mm. And it's a wiry little thing.
And
hasn't been
really
processed.
Hard to keep a grip on.
You really do. I don't know where we're going with this. I really
would you like me to move on to the subject of crabs?
No.
That'd be an old chosen moment.
Alice. Man, I'm alive. Has this show got away on me this morning? Yeah, that's the question I had an hour ago, everyone, where we want to find out. Believe it's fine. I don't think you realised you were saying
that. That was one of the worst on-air bloopers I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, well, I can think of a few more.